declaring and decreeing the need for the matter to be set free. That is the first impact. But secondly, obviously, as a church leader personally, I am an opinion shaper and an opinion leader. And the moment that people hear me speak about matters of justice from a biblical perspective, obviously people begin to appreciate the role of the church in crises such as we are in.
What could be the role of the church in such crises?
To advocate for justice is to really speak on behalf of those that cannot really speak for themselves. It's to, the role of the church is to reprimand the powers that be where they miss the point on matters of justice and peace. We are committed to the security of person. So we are saying when such is under threat, the church cannot be quiet.
There are some historical conflicts between the church and the state. And in this case, are you not attracting some kind of, you know, attack from the state?
Yeah, well, that has always been the order. Even in the Bible, men of God like Jeremiah, men of God like Amos, who would always attract such. So if we, you know, why else we don't aim to do so? We don't do so for purposes of attracting such whatever conflict. But when it happens in our pursuit of justice, then let it be so.
So well, do you still think that Mr. Tsamara is alive?
Something in me tells me so. We cannot be absolutely sure, but something in me tells me that I think he is still alive.
What is that something, Bishop?
Yeah, well, the inner peace, the inner conviction of the Holy Spirit tells me that he's alive. But you see, suppose he's dead, this is what we want to push the gap in, to come out in the open. And if he's dead, they are responsible in one way or the other because he has not been protected. And they've not done enough that they are supposed to do, as I say, in their machinery.
So now, do you prophesize or you are not that kind of bishop?
Well, see, prophecy, yes, I do biblical prophecy where I speak the word of God, speak the word of God in its relevance. But I'm not titled, I don't have that title of prophet as of now. That's not my title. I'm simply a man of God, I'm a bishop. I speak relevance of the word of God into situations.
And what
my
yes.
understanding is that sometimes I become prophetic, yes.
What is your prophecy in this kind of scenario?
You see, the prophecy that is required in this case is actually a prophecy that looks into the word of God and says the injustices that are happening, and then you apply the word of God in that situation. And when you do that, you are actually prophetically speaking into the situation.